think it was different to normal. Normally, you're not supposed to have a thought, and now you have a problem you have to think about. I let Jesus deal with it. Yeah, so it's the other way around.
Well, just to stress, it's not to unpack it and think all about it. It's really just to accept that I'm feeling this, whatever, anxiety. And then, as he says, just 2 minutes, just sit in it and then let it go. And then you'll probably be able to let it go for good. But you might have to keep doing the muscle of letting go, come back, let go, come back. I think you're muted, Alan.
Hey, Rob. Yeah, how's it? I think over the last couple of weeks, what I've recognized in myself as I've, over the weeks and weeks have tried this, I've noticed how poor my concentration is during prayer and how distracted I am. And I think, I mean, I like the analogies around being in the bottom of a river and boats going on top, and I think sometimes I've got the Venice Canal passing up there, and I'm kind of, and reality, I mean, I really am. I think there's a definite distraction, and I look at those, you talk about three types of thoughts. I think there's a lot of general wanderings, right? And I think that's just something that'll come, that needs to be dealt with over time. I think I quite like the analogy around transforming the false self, or the discussion point, and around the unhealthy need for control, and I think I see a lot of that in myself at the moment. And I think a little bit of the security aspect as well. And I also like the comment around the rewiring. So some really good things out of today. But I'm not going to lie, during the week try it daily, but I'm finding that I'm got a little hamster mind at the moment. So yeah, but it's good stuff. I mean, I love it. I love it, and I love these sessions. They're great.
Great insights there, man, and great honesty. I just want to tell you I'm with you, though, because as I say, doing it for just under 2 years, I'm shocked at how much of my time that I'm actually silent and that I'm actually feel like I'm really connected. I can't tell you. Because you see, you're also not aware, of course. Once you are silent, your brain's not tracking anymore. So sometimes you can miscalculate that. But I think, just want to tell you, I also have the hamster brain still. But it's all, what's crucial is to realize that's not a failure. That is part of the process. And it's a precious part of the process. So dealing with that is causing the rewiring. Any other comments or thoughts? Drew, I don't know if you want to tell me more, tell the group more of what you shared with me. I mean, you don't have to. It was awesome, though. But you're on mute.
Yeah.
Oh, you aren't. Okay.
Are you I think I'm on my phone also.
Okay.
Because I tend to get bad internet connection here at home, yeah, I haven't commented much here in the, in the group in these last couple of weeks, and I don't know why. I think I just want to touch on that real quick. I've just felt the need to listen to everybody, and it's been great for me. I tend, especially in my life, in these last couple of months, I tend to be the one doing a lot of talking, and it's been good for me to listen here. So I don't want to confuse that with lack of engagement or anything. It's just what I felt I needed to have during these last couple sessions. But anyway, onto the kind of some of the feelings that as I've dug deeper into this and the spiritual aspects and the physical aspects and just myself, I've definitely got more of a peace that I'm feeling. And it's also, when I talked to you, Rob, about it, I said that I was tired from, I had a really good session a few days back, and and focused at the end of it on physical issues that I've been having. And I'm not sure if that was what did it or the actual session or what it was, but it, I just really felt, again, I used the tired analogy last time, and it wasn't, that probably wasn't right. It wasn't that I was tired, it's that I was a bit transformed, or I just felt that it had cleared things away finally. And so it just left me, you know, there was definitely a weight taken off, would be a good way to describe it. I physically felt lighter. I'm probably rambling a little bit, but that's kind of the most pronounced thing that's happened to me in quite some time. So it was beautiful.
Yeah. Rowan, you've only been doing this, what, 4 weeks?
Yeah, I've only been doing it a short time. It's something that's been on my mind for years, and I don't know... I mean, it's something that I've only been practicing briefly, but it's something that I've just kind of known in the background that I wanted to be involved in for a variety of different reasons, but yeah.
It's wonderful. Wonderful. Any other comments, questions? Just got a few minutes left here.
Yeah, I'll say something. Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Okay. So I've been walking around the last few weeks with a lot of pain in my middle heart area and anxiety and heaviness. And I know because my mom has been in and out of the hospital, there's been a lot going on with, she's in assisted living where she is. And so it's bringing up a lot of emotion, and there's a lot I can't control, and stuff that they do and stuff they don't do well, and you know, that kind of thing, and then just her mortality and mine. So coming into the session today, I had just still the pain there. So it's just great for me, and I totally understood that concept about relaxing into it, because I've just done that in my life with prayer. I'm very much in I'm the kind of person God's made me where I process out just even like the pain from the environment or whatever's going on around me. And I had to learn through prayer to, instead of push it away, to like let it, just relax into it and just say Jesus and take it, you know, and just until it's like gone. So the session was good. It's amazing to me how, I have peace, and I'm just really chill, you know, after a session like that. And I still feel some of it, and so I'm just still, as I walk through my day, what I want to do is just keep coming back to just breathing and just Jesus, you know, just relaxing into it and letting it dissipate, you know. So, so it's powerful that way, and I totally agree. You can't think it away or push it away, or you just kind of relax into his presence and trust the process.
Yeah, trust his love, trust the Father, mm-hmm. The divine therapist. Wonderful. Well, want to respect your time. Folks, have a lovely rest of the weekend. Great to be with you.